This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I brought back another exciting guest. I'm always happy to have him on the show. What he's doing and how he manages his company for over 40 years is simply amazing. His name is Angelo De Rosa. He is the chairman and president of a Sterling Consolidated Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol STCC. Angelo, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you, guys.
You know,
nice to be back.
We've had a lot of new listeners come on our program and wanting to know. Give them a little bit about statement, how old your company is, and the special niche that you guys are in.
We started the company in 1968 in my house, and we were handling a couple of OEMs that made oil and gas drilling equipment and filling automobiles, your diesel, your nozzles and that kind of stuff that you put into the gas tanks.
Absolutely.
They still make this today. Emco Wheaton is around. They're still a customer of ours since 1968. We branched out and got into the O-ring business around 1970, and became the only distributor in New Jersey by Stillman Seal. They took us on in 1970-71, and we were very fortunate to have them back us as far as distribution is concerned and manufacturing. And we were able to go after a lot of small accounts in New Jersey and the New York area at that time because of our being a smaller company and dealing. We weren't the Parker Hannifin of the world, so to speak. And from there, we just blossomed out, bought a building in 1977, bought another building in 2000, and today we're in it. In 2010, we bought the buildings we're in today. Subsequently to that, I opened up a company called Sunshine Seal in Florida in 1985, and we changed the name to Sterling Seal and Supply in 1997 on that one. I started another distribution branch of Sterling Seal and Supply in Massachusetts when IB Moore closed. IB Moore was a distributor of Parker Hannifin, and they went out of business in, I guess, 1989, I would say. And we started a company up there, eventually changed the name to Sterling Seal and Supply, and then consolidated all these companies into one, making it one Sterling Seal and Supply, as opposed to filing tax returns in Florida and Massachusetts, and now in Pennsylvania and North Carolina. So it all falls under one roof. And that's how we grew. And we grew from a local mama-papa business to now we have warehouses throughout the whole East Coast, Florida, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Massachusetts. And I did that over the course of the last 20 years, really branching out that way as opposed to being a one-shop little place in New Jersey. So we're growing.
Yes, you are. And what amazes me is that your market cap's only at $1.4 million. Heck, your building that you own is worth more than that.
Okay, we just got an appraisal of that by the bank. The bank came in at $2.1 million, just the building alone. And I was working on something. It hasn't happened yet, but this other company came in and said, no, it's the building that we're in now, this 28,000 square foot building, is worth about $3.2 million. So who do you believe in that stuff?
Right. So. You know, when I started this company over 4 years ago, I said to myself, I'm going to deal with real CEOs, real companies, real revenues, people that have a vision and the companies are going, and all they need is some transparency to get it out to the ears and eyes of all the small cap investors. That being said, can you tell us what your revenues were at the end of 2016?
2016, our revenue was a little over $5 million. Hold on, I'll get that in front of me. I'll tell you exactly. This is audited, by the way. I had the... In 2015, our total sales were $5.6 million. And
were we cash positive?
We had about $7,000 in cash on December 31st. On the audit, let me see. I'm trying to find the balance sheet. Here we are. Cash. So we had six, and we had receivables at $556. So we had about our total cash was probably little over six, well, about 6,000-7,000 in cash. But the important thing about the 2016 tax return, 2016 10K as opposed to 2015, is we reduced our debt by over $500,000 by selling the building up in Cliffwood Beach. But we had a, we took all these write-offs in 2015, which pushed us down to a $500,000 loss. So we didn't have them in 2016. So what we did is we went from a loss of $515,000 in 2015 to only a net loss of $85,000 in 2016 for the whole year. So you could see that the cost-cutting measures that we implemented changed the whole picture of this company, which, and I'm not accustomed to losing money, but...
Right, right. So we basically lost $85,000 in 2016.
Yeah, that's what it's down to.
Okay. How did you do in the first quarter of this year of 2017? And let me add one thing on to that, and I'll let you answer it. Do you think we'll be, you know, positive cash flow in 2017?
First of all, our sales were over 1.8 million, and these are actual shipments in from the first quarter. I consolidated the sales from our freight forwarding company and our properties company. I added those two in, so we're up to 1.87 in sales. Our margin of profit has gone up to 47%.
Wow!
It used to be in the 40%. It was 40%, but the first quarter this year, it's 47%. And our expenses are only 33%. And last year, they were probably a lot higher than the income was lower and the margin of profit, but and our expenses were higher. So we got that down, too. Our net profit on sales, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Was over almost $250,000 net profit, which is about 13.8%. Okay?
So if we stay with that track record, and maybe we can't sustain that, but if we did sustain that, there's a great possibility that at the end of the year, we would be paying taxes on $1 million profit.
Is that- I project out if we stay at 80% of what we did in the first quarter, our tax bill will be based on about $600,000 net profit.
Wow.
I'm being conservative on that, too.
My guest today is Angelo Del Rosa. You heard it first here. He says, we have turned the corner. 2017 is going to be a big year for us. We're going to be cash positive. It's Sterling Consolidated Corp. is the company that we're highlighting today. Grossly undervalued at $1.4 million. Stock price around 3 to 4 cents a share. They trade on the OTC market under the ticker symbol STCC. Let me ask you this, Angelo. What are your plans for the next year and the year after that? Where do we go from here?
Well, first of all, we have our eye on a company here in New Jersey, which I have a meeting on Friday. Next week, we're going to go see them again to purchase them. They had they're about a $2 million company, very profitable. If you restate the two owners' income back into the profitability, and it's a pretty profitable company. They're making about 10%. We're looking at them right now because they're in the same field we are, and they're just strictly a local company. They don't do like we do overseas, and they don't do nationwide. They're strictly within the region. So we're going to start talking to them next week again and see what they want and see where they're going to go from there. But our plans for this year is to purchase one company, and then next year is to find another one and start getting farther west, because right now we're sitting in all on the East Coast here. We'd like to start getting farther in the Midwest areas, start looking. We'll start looking again for next year, which my sales manager does a very effective job with. And he'll start up again probably around May or June, start looking for the Midwest and the Far West to get another couple of companies to look at. But we would like to do an acquisition this year. And as I said before, this is our primary reason we went public, is to do these acquisitions so we can fund it. I don't want to fund it with operating capital right now, because we're now starting to get cash flow where we're paying our bills real well and on time. And we're really starting to run it as an efficient corporation. And it took us like almost 5 years being public to get used to this public entity, so to speak. And we're going to just keep going forward with that. Hopefully our sales keep staying up, because we're getting a lot of, we're averaging about five new accounts a week coming in, not big, But our website seems to be drawing some nice orders. And we get some business from Amazon now, which is helping. But Amazon really isn't that big for us. They're just a huge company, but we're getting some business from them. So that looks good for 2018 also.
Can we get back to the sales? You said that you did $1.something million in the first
1.87.
quarter. 1.87. I think cash flow positive was $250,000. Did the revenues come domestically a lot or internationally? Can you break that down where they trickled from, the revenues?
Our revenues mostly coming from the United States in manufacturing and distribution. Very, very little of it's coming from overseas. I wouldn't say it's a couple of thousand dollars, if that. But we've had a tremendous influx of new business from a couple of our major accounts, and they all went nuts in January. To be honest with you, we had one of our customers went from I can give you the numbers. We were doing $100,000 a year with them. They did $60,000 with us in the month of January alone, and that was in shipments, not new orders. That was actually stuff that came in January that we were able to have the inventory to ship out. And that was primarily because of this new packaging machine we bought. And that one customer took off, and it's been consistent with them since January. So that's an indication. If they're an indication of what's going on in the whole country, I think you're going to see a tremendous 2017. I'm hoping that way.
It might be time to replace all the seals, all the hydraulic seals in America.
Absolutely. Yeah, all the transmissions. Where we missed this year was a major snowstorm in the East Coast, which took out a lot of transmissions. That didn't happen, so we're going to have to wait till next winter for that.
We're highlighting Sterling Consolidated Corp. My guest today is Angelo Del Rosa. He is the chairman and founder of the company. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol STCC. In closing, Angelo, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
Well, no, I just want to let them know that all the cost-cutting measures that we took in 2015 and 16 came into effect starting at the latter part of 2016. Prior to doing the audit on the books, we were actually profitable in the fourth quarter of 2016.
Yes.
And in 2017, if we can continue what we did in the first quarter with these numbers, we're going to have a fabulous year. Fabulous year.
I want to thank you for coming back on the show. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. I wish you nothing but continued success.
Well,
and
thank you.
Please don't be a stranger to the show.
I will not be. Thank you for having me.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.